On Wednesday, more than 50 people from all over Juneau met to talk about tourism impacts in their neighborhoods. People wanted to talk about the pros and the cons, but as usually happens, they focused mostly on the cons, things like traffic and pollution. Jim Powell is a professor studying tourism impacts at the University of Alaska Southeast. He invited each of Juneau's 24 neighborhood associations to the meeting.
If you hear one comment from one person, you know, you listen to it. But if you hear a comment from all of the neighborhood associations, and you notice that we had the majority of the neighborhood associations here tonight, and they're saying the same thing, I think that gives weight.
Larry Spangler lives in Thane near the southern end of Gastineau Channel. The only way in and out of that neighborhood is through downtown Juneau. In the summer, that area is packed with tourists and buses. That can be inconvenient, but the traffic becomes a major concern when it comes to ambulance and fire response.
The representatives from Thane tonight were representing their own views, plus we did an email survey of Thane, so we knew what some people were concerned about, and we wanted that to be added into the mix.
Brian Flory doesn't mince words when talking about the cruise ship industry.
It's living with a bunch of bullies.
Flory lives on the west side of the valley, several miles from the cruise ship docks. But he says he still feels the impacts from more than a million visitors landing in Juneau each year. He recently retired from the Alaska Marine Highway system and says he and his wife are deciding whether they want to stay in Juneau at this point.
If it continues the way it is with unrestricted growth and a lot of problems like helicopter noise, overcrowding, not much of a jobs future with only basically seasonal jobs from tourism, then, you know, I think people like me are going to leave, and that's a shame.
But if the city can figure out a way to limit the growth, Flory says, they may decide to stay. That limitation, whether it's a cap on the number of ships or the passengers they bring, is one of several questions a city task force is considering. The task force formed this fall after Norwegian Cruise Lines made the winning offer on a downtown waterfront lot and announced its intention to build another cruise ship dock. Everything community members shared on Wednesday will be forwarded to the task force. Powell says when Norwegian bought that property, it left a lot of Juneau residents concerned about the future.
It was a tipping point in our community. I think there was a lot of fear of what's going to happen now as far as capacity.
According to Norwegian, the answer is not much. Executive Vice President Howard Sherman spoke to a sold-out Juneau Chamber of Commerce luncheon Thursday. He says the company has no intention of bringing more ships and more passengers to Juneau.
We're not planning to build anything bigger than a spot for one cruise ship.
This was Sherman's second visit to town since Norwegian won the bid. He spent the week meeting with city leaders and the planning department. He also talked to the company's new neighbors, NOAA and the Coast Guard, and he met with MRV Architects. That's the local firm Norwegian is working with to design whatever they decide to build there. Through these early conversations, Sherman says it's clear the ultimate design should involve something the community can use year-round. When you have a cruise ship come just for the day,
you really mostly need the pier. So it really leaves us free to use the site for whatever it is the community wants.
The company doesn't own the property yet. Sherman says Norwegian made one payment so far and has another due next week. The deadline to close isn't until September. In the meantime, he'll continue regularly visiting Juneau.
If there's a clear path, I don't see it yet. And that really has a lot to do with engagement with the community, I think.
The city's tourism task force will hold public testimony at City Hall on January 11th and 16th to hear from the community. In Juneau, I'm Madeline Baxter.